Good morning, students. Today we are going to discuss the third chapter, coordinate geometry, of your mathematics textbook for class 9. Before I start explaining you the position or location of a point in a plane, let us recall how a point is located or plotted in a given number line. And I suppose that you all know this. Now, let us learn how to describe the position of a point in a plane. The position of a point is located on a plane by drawing two lines perpendicular to each other. The horizontal line is called the x-axis and the vertical line is called the y-axis. The plane is called the Cartesian or coordinate plane and the mutually perpendicular lines are called axis. The x coordinate of a point is called abscissa. The y coordinate of a point is called the ordinate. The coordinates of the point where the axes intersect each other is 0, 0 and is known as origin. Now, to begin with, the two axes divide the plane into four parts. These four parts are called the coordinates numbered 1, 2, 3 and 4 taken from right top side anticlockwise. So you can see in the figure the points of the type plus plus lies in first quadrant and the point of the type minus plus lies in second quadrant. And the point of minus minus type lies in third quadrant. And point of the type plus minus lies in fourth quadrant. Now, the x coordinate of a point is its perpendicular distance from the y-axis measured along the x-axis, which is also known as abscissa. The y coordinate of a point is its perpendicular distance from the x axis measured along the y axis, which is also called as ordinate. In stating the coordinates of a point in the Cartesian plane, the x coordinate comes first and then the y coordinate. We place the coordinate in bracket. If a point lies on x axis, its coordinate are represented by x0 and that of a point lying on y-axis is represented by 0y. The coordinates of each point in a Cartesian plane is unique. That is, no two points can have the same coordinate. Now, you can see one example is given to explain you how to locate a point in the given Cartesian plane. First, the point B is in, if you see, it is in second quadrant, right? The abscissa of it is minus 5, that is x coordinate is minus 5 and its ordinate, that is y coordinate is 2. So, the coordinate of B will be represented as minus 5, comma 2. Same way, if you see the coordinate of point M, here the abscissa of the point M is minus 3.5 and its ordinate is 0. So, the coordinates of point M are minus 3.5 comma 0 and this point lies on x-axis. Here, the ordinate is 0. Now, for the third point, that is point G, the abscissa and the ordinate of the point G are 2 and minus 4 respectively. So, its coordinate is 2 comma minus 4. Similarly, you can locate the coordinates of point D, H and E and C as 6, 2, minus 5, minus 3, minus 3.5, minus 5 and 5, comma, minus 5 respectively. Now, if you have to find the distance of a point from origin, how it can be calculated? This you can see in the figure. Let us take a point P in the second quadrant. I have chosen a point P which is in the second quadrant and its coordinates are minus 2, comma 3. So you can see that the point is at a distance of minus 2 along x-axis. Is it clear? And the point is at a distance of 3 units along y-axis. So, if you join point P to origin, we get a line segment PO and its distance can be measured by joining P to M as shown in the figure, and you see that PM is equal to 3 units and that of MO is 2 units. Now, as this triangle PMO is a right triangle, we can use Pythagoras theorem. Angle PMO is equal to 90 degree and as stated, OM is equal to 2 units and MP is equal to 3 units. So, using Pythagoras theorem, we can write PO square is equal to PM square plus MO square, or it gives minus 2 whole square plus 3 square is equal to PO square, and square of minus 2 being 4 and square of 3 being 9, it gives PO square is equal to 13, or we get PO is equal to root of 13. This way we can determine the distance of a point from origin, and we can say that distance of a point xy from origin is root of x square plus y square. Now, the next topic, that is, if you have to get the mirror images or reflection of a point given in a plane. That now the distance of the point along the given axis remains the same when we talk about the mirror image or reflection. For this, you can see in the figure, point A has coordinate 4, 5 and its reflection along x-axis if is taken, then it will be point B which is 4, comma minus 5, and same way for point A, if the reflection is taken along y-axis, then it comes to point C, that is minus 4, comma 5. Is it clear? So the mirror image of point A, 4, comma 5 in x-axis, is a point B in fourth quadrant and its coordinates are 4, minus 5, and the mirror image of point A whose coordinates are 4, 5 when taken along y-axis is a point C in second quadrant and its coordinates are minus 4, 5. I think you all have understood this. Now, assignment which can be done based on the topic explained is exercise 3.1, exercise 3.2, and one question for which I have given the figure. You have to name or write the coordinates of the points where circle meets the x-axis. This circle has center at origin of the Cartesian plane.